The Green Team by Diana Noonan. Grab your sun hats and follow me to the garden, said Mr. Wetinny to the Green Team. We've got a competition to win. The Green Team was the school's gardening group. To win the competition, they would have to use vegetables from their school garden to make a special lunch for Mr. and Mrs. Farrell, the owners of the local garden centre. The prize was a new wheelbarrow and a set of gardening tools for the school. Lots of other schools will be entering the competition, said Mr. Wetinny. If we want to win, Mr. and Mrs. Farrell have to think our Kai is the best. Sepha looked at the school garden and gave a big sigh. The only vegetable here is silver beet, he said. We can't make a special lunch with that, added Ara. Silver beet is gross, said Nico. Silver beet is strong, said Mr. Wetinny. It stayed alive all winter. Now it's spring, and it's still growing. But we don't have to use silver beet to make our special lunch, said Shai. That's why we got these. She held up some packets of seed. That's right, said Luca. We've got 3 whole months. We can grow lots of different vegetables for our competition lunch. Now let's get gardening! By the end of the afternoon, the group had sown carrot, lettuce, and radish seeds to grow a salad. They'd also sown zucchini seeds so they could make zucchini and egg fritters. Did someone remember to plant some eggs? Joked Mr. Wetinny. Over the next few months, the Green Team watched and waited for their vegetables to grow. But there was one big problem. The weather. It was the coldest spring for years. The sun hardly ever came out. Instead, the rain kept falling, and the wind kept blowing. The garden turned into a big, muddy pond. The competition is only a week away, said Sepha, and our vegetables still haven't grown. The silver beet is looking good, said Mr. Wetinny. We can't win a competition with silver beet, said Ara. I don't even like silver beet, groaned Nico. Silver beet is all we've got, said Luca. We'll have to use it. My dad makes some yummy fritters with silver beet, said Shai. I could ask him how he makes them. Hey, said Sepha, why don't we see if we can all find some recipes for special things we can make with silver beet? We could ask at home. The next day, everyone brought along silver beet recipes. There were enough to fill a cookbook. I had to show my grandfather a photograph of silver beet, said Luca. He wasn't sure what it was. He calls it Beatola. My gran wants to come and help us with the cooking, said Nico. So does my dad, said Shai. Excellent, said Mr. Wetinny. The more helpers, the better. On the morning of the competition, the school kitchen was full of the sound of chopping, mixing, and beating. Nico's gran was there, and so was Shai's father. Ara's mother and Luca's grandfather had come to help, too. Pots were steaming, and pans were sizzling. At 12 o'clock, Mr. and Mrs. Farrell arrived. Shai showed them to their table, and everyone sat down. Then Sepha welcomed the visitors and explained what had happened to their garden. We had a very cold, wet spring, he said, but our silver beet grew well. So we've used silver beet recipes from around the world. These are silver beet dolmas, said Ara. They're from Kurdistan, like me. These are silver beet bhaji, smiled Shai. They're from India. This is silver beet lasagna, said Luca. It's Italian. This pie is spanakopita, explained Nico. It's a kind of Greek silver beet pie, but it's got puha in it too, so it's half Greek and half Maori. Sefa unwrapped a warm tinfoil parcel. This is silver beet palusami, he said. It's a bit Samoan and a bit Kiwi. Nico said a karakia, and then everyone began eating. Ara watched Mr. and Mrs. Farrell nervously. She saw Mr. Farrell take a mouthful of dolma and smile. Then Mrs. Farrell ate a piece of bhaji, and she smiled too. The visitors tried a little of everything. Then they tried a little more, and some more after that. When the meal was over, the Farrells were both looking very happy. Thank you, said Mrs. Farrell as they left. I didn't know silver beet could be so tasty. Two weeks later, just before the school holidays, a parcel arrived at the school. It was addressed to the green team. At lunchtime, Mr. Wetini called the group together. Then he opened the letter that came with the parcel. Great work, everyone, he grinned. We've won a special prize in the gardening competition. The green team cheered. Cody Drive School came first, he continued. But it says here that they grew their vegetables in a greenhouse. That means they won't have been bothered by the wet weather. We've been given a special prize for making the best lunch using only one vegetable. Mr. Wetini opened the parcel. A worm farm, gasped Ara. Cool! And when Mr. Wetini took the lid off the worm farm, there was another surprise inside. A giant packet of silver beet seed.